Has anybody got a reading or anything they'd like to share?
Two questions. Have you got a teachable spirit? Are you proud or humble? Two questions there. And in James 4, verse 6, God says, well, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. The humble are those who admit their total inability to succeed without God's help. A proud person is always trying to take the credit. What I want to say is, don't be proud. A proud person doesn't need God and won't seek to have a relationship with him so that they can hear him speak to them. Pride keeps us from walking in love and leads to sin. And pride is an independent, me-orientated spirit. Now, there's a lot that can be said on about pride and being humble towards God. A lot can be said on that. And this verse I'd like to read out, what God gave to me was, today I offer you life and prosperity, or death and destruction. This is what I am commanding you today. Love the Lord your God, follow his directions, and obey his commands, laws, and rules. Amen. And he also says in Jeremiah 32, verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That's wonderful. We cannot thrive on spiritual strength without the Bible. I read the Bible to know God better, and to think God's thoughts and learn his ways, and to shape my mind and my heart. Becoming a Christian doesn't automatically do away with a person's old nature. Your old nature and new nature will always be on a collision course. We can resist the devil through prayer. Make sure your goals are God-centered. Listen to him. How is your relationship with God? Reading his word and following the teaching it gives us is the only way. It is a wonderful treasure that will guard, and we all must guard it. You have a Holy Spirit there to help you. So read his word and let him talk to you. Basically, lean on him, rest in God. And when you're praying, pray and say what you've prayed about. If you're praying about somebody to change, don't pray for it and then say in next breath, or think, oh, he'll never change. You've got to pray and say what you've said to have faith in the prayer that you've already said. And that's it.